It's a beautiful afternoon with an orange sun blazing low in the blue sky as Joff Carroll and his 13-year-old helper, Asa Elevagok, wade into the dog yard to get the dogs hooked up to the sled. The dogs are very excited to get out on the tundra and almost haul Elevagok off his feet.
Yeah, so if you lift him up like this, yeah.
Carroll lifts the dog by its harness, so only its back feet are on the ground.
Get him a two-wheel drive instead of four-wheel drive. They drag you across the snow. Asa needs to get a little bit bigger to handle these dogs.
Yep.
And then, kind of before I'm prepared for it, we're off.
Hey, Kita!
Suddenly, everything is really quiet, at least when it comes to the dogs. There's just the squeaking of the snow and the creaking of the sled, and the occasional thumps. We pass through the space between houses, across residential streets, and head out over the tundra and frozen lagoons north of town.
About as pretty as anything gets, as far as I'm concerned, you know, this wide open country and sun shining on the horizon and all those beautiful colors in the clouds.
Alaska is, of course, famous for its sled dog racing, but that's never been where Carroll's interest lies. He's an expedition guy. In fact, his introduction to mushing was on an expedition to the North Pole in 1986. It was a 56-day, 1,000-mile trek over sea ice by dog sled. The trip was a tough one, says Carroll, with rough ice conditions that made for slow going and temperatures down to 70 below. But it left him with enormous respect for sled dogs. As he puts it, he got hooked. And within a year, Carroll had his own dog team.
Ha! Ha! Good dog!
Since then, it's been a passion of his, though never his day job. He moved up to Utqiagvik that same year he was introduced to mushing and worked the better part of three decades as a biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Over the years, he's done dozens of multi-day trips across Alaska's far north and visited almost all of the North Slope villages.
You can head out the back door and march 200 miles to Umiat and Anaktuvuk or whatever, you know, just not a single road or power line or anything between here and there.
Have you ever gotten lost?
Gotten lost? Oh, I used to be lost all the time before they invented GPSs.
When Carroll says lost, what he means is that he only had a vague sense of where he was. He never got lost in a dangerous way. Nowadays, he uses GPS to navigate, but back in the mid-80s, when he was new on the North Slope, he didn't have that option.
When I first moved here, I figured out pretty quick that the only way you could really get out and see the country and do things was to find an elder that would take you along.
He says the elders he went out with knew the country so well, they could leave their houses and make a beeline straight for a hunting camp 50 miles from town without a compass.
They could never figure out how in the world they could do that in this country without a lot of landmarks and things.
As we bump across the snow, Carroll describes some of the more memorable things he's seen from this sled over the decades. Like the surprising sharpness of the dog's shadows in the moonlight, and what a bunch of caribou looks like when you suddenly find yourself in the middle of them.
Oh, it's just total chaos, you know. Dogs don't know what to do, the caribou don't know what to do, and you're all kind of moving along there in unison. Pretty cool.
Carroll is the first to admit that dog mushing is not a very practical way to get around. You have to feed the dogs, take care of them, hook them up to the sled, put them back in their pen. With a snow machine, on the other hand, you gas it up and you go. When I ask him why he's the only one left in Utqiagvik with a dog team, he says he's not as pragmatic as most people. Not that pragmatic, sure, but for Carroll, running dogs is about a lot more than getting somewhere. He loves the quiet of traveling by sled, and he loves the animals.
I get to go out and run with my six best friends, go out and run across the country, you know. They love it, I love it.
He also says that it's taught him some valuable life lessons.
You learn a lot of patience. You know, just kind of keep plugging away, and you get there eventually. Pretty good strategy for life, too. You just keep at it, and, you know, if you really believe in what you're doing, you make some progress towards it someday.
Carroll says he would love to see dog sledding continue in Utqiagvik after he retires from it. He's given mushing lessons to both kids and adults over the years, but says he's always looking for new people who think they might enjoy a bit of non-pragmatic tundra travel to share it with.
All right, good dogs!
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.